like they used to be.
Scratched.
Miss, welcome to SVR. It's John Burt, the old miserable git who used to have the marina on the seafront. Now, thanks to modern technology, I can still do my show down in Sidmouth, but I have to do it in Bridgewater, and it goes all via the internet. And hey presto, we get a record show down in Sidmouth. So you don't lose me that easily. What else can I tell you today? I'm going to play the usual format, about four LPs, and basically I'll have a little chat about each one and see what you think of them. It's not run-of-the-mill ones, although some of them are today, a little bit that way, I suppose. But it's just a nice way to do it, and it's vinyl only. So with no more to do and start press the buttons and hope it all goes all right, I shall now press the button and get the first track. It should be Love and the Daily Planet, but we don't know for certain because it's modern technology. But I think it should be. They were discovered by Elektra, that was the label they signed with, and at the same time, Doors appeared on the scene. Now, personally, I didn't think a lot of Doors. They had a couple reasonable good tracks, I'm not arguing, but I do think overall that Love were a better proposition for them. But I think Arthur Lee, who was the main person with Love, he got in a bit of trouble with drugs and had a gun and things like this. So they never really got heavily promoted. So let's listen to another couple of tracks by them and see what you think of the band who are called Love. Arthur Lee and Love, really, you should say. And again, this is good, classy music.
At my house I've got no shackles. You can come and look if you want to. Through the halls you'll see the mantles where the light shines dim all around you. And the streets are paved with gold. And if someone asks you, you can call my name. You're just a thought that someone somewhere somehow feels you should be here. And it's so for real to touch, to smell, to feel, to know why you are here. And the streets are paved with gold. And if someone asks you, you can call my name. You can call my name. I hear you calling my name. That I'm through singing, the bells from the schools of walls will be ringing. More confusions, blood transfusions. The news today will be the movies for tomorrow. And the waters turn to blood. And if you don't think so, go turn on your tub. And if it's mixed with mud, you see it turn to gray. Then you can call my name. I hear you calling my name.
No, didn't have Van Morrison at all in them. Forget what I'm talking about. Let's move on to Anne Moore again. Now, this is classic Love.
And if you see Anne Moore again, then you will know Anne Moore again. For you can see you in her eyes. Then you feel your heart beating from bum. And when you've given all you have,
and you don't know how much I love you. Oh, oh, oh. Then you might be and more again, for you just wish and you appear. Then you feel your heart beating from bum bum bum. And I'm wrapped in my armor, but my things are material.
Yes, we've got time for one more track by Love. They're pretty good, aren't they? I've got to admit, they're pretty good indeed. This is called Alone Again Or.
Thank you.
really get the credit or hits that they did deserve. This band definitely got the hits. Here they come. Chronicles, I think it's called Chronicles, yes. And it's their greatest hits, basically. And they really had some big hits, didn't they? John Fogerty led, and he wrote more or less everything. And then they all fell out.
Oh, I thought it was a night.
people as old as me realise how popular, for a little while, Creedence Clearwater Revival were. They were massive for a little while. Fogarty was the person who basically did the Creedence Clearwater Revival. He had a brother and a couple other blokes, but really, it was a Fogarty band. I'm gone, gone, two little dogs in here. One's snoring, the other one's having a coughing fit. So you have to excuse me a little bit. I've got to concentrate on them a little bit. And we should have one more Creedence Clearwater to come. This is done originally by Martha Gladys Knight and the Pips. And then Marvin Gaye had it. He had the big hit. But Creedence Clearwater did it as well. I heard it through the grapevine. Goes on for quite a lot longer than that, it seems vague to remember. However, we haven't got time to hear all of it, and we're going to have on a band who I actually saw. I never saw Love, I never saw Creedence Clearwater Revival, but I did see the next band. I saw them in Colston Hall in Bristol, whatever it's called now, and they were very good. It was a funny one. Those days, you had seats behind the band as well as the main audience, and I was lumbered behind the band, but it didn't really matter. I spent most of the time waving to us poor old souls behind them. So it made it quite an entertaining sort of gig, really. Gene Pitney was the man who we went to see, I think. But this is the band who had a couple hits, and we're going to have one of the hits to start with now. And I won't tell you who they are yet. See if you remember them. It's a funny one. Any second now, I hope.
I will fly a yellow paper sun in your sky when the wind is high. When the wind is high, I will float a silken silver moon near your window. If your night is dark, if your night is dark, in letters of gold on a snow white kite, I will write, I love you, and send it soaring high above you for all to read. I will scatter rice paper stars in your heaven. If there are no stars, if there are no stars, all of these and seven wonders more will I fly when the wind is high, when the wind is high. In letters of gold on a snow white kite, I will write, I love you, and send it soaring high above you for all to
Simon Dupree and the Big Sound. I think they came from around Portsmouth way, but I wouldn't swear to that because I haven't got my little computer. Anyway, like the sun, like the fire. Seems as though filled with a cloud. Tried to have a couple hits without much success after Kites, and then they changed and became Gentle Giant, and that was an awful band. They were very pretentious, that's the best way to put it. Dupree in the Big Sound, and this is the one that could have been the big hit. They had Kites, and then For Whom the Bell Tolls wasn't a big hit, and then they became Gentle Giant, and the rest is history.
While we are so busy laughing and friends. If you would like to contact Sid Valley Radio, we'd love to hear from you. You can message the studio from our webpage. Just go to sidvalleyradio.co.uk and follow the link on the contact page, or download our free iPhone or Android app, available from the App Store or Google Play. You can also text the studio on 07565 825 041. Or you can email the studio, studio@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sid Valley Radio.
Indeed, Sid Valley Radio is. My name's John Borrett. I used to have the marine on the seafront. And for my sins now, I live just outside of Bridgewater. And as I say, I said this at the beginning of the show as well, modern technology allows me to do this show down in Sidbus still. You don't get rid of me that easily. And really is the thing about I like Sid Valley Radio purely because it's a proper community radio. We don't sort of play music which... let me put this another way. When I was down in Weymouth, we went and tried to get a licence for a community radio. Well, we went as community radio. It was just up as a licence for the area. So that was Dorchester and Weymouth. I think Portland was in it as well. And we came second. We were told unofficially we were second. And they gave it to Orchard. Now, Orchard magnanimously got hold of us and said, would you like to do some shows with us? And so we went along for a meeting with them. I was chairman at the time of Weymouth Hospital Radio, that's it. And we went along for this meeting and we wanted to find out, really, could we play our own music at all? And they said, no, the computer does it all and you just have to say something in between the tracks. And so, and I mean, about six of us went along and we just thought, well, if that's what it is, we're not really interested. So we didn't do it at all. Orchard were very interested in us as a project, but no, it wasn't to be. I know a couple of the lads went on and did some BBC radio for them. So they weren't duffers by any means. Just, yes, it's just the way life goes, isn't it? But Sid Valley Radio is a proper community radio. That's what I'm trying to get to. We don't sort of just blandly play a track just because it says that's the next one and gushingly say how wonderful it is. And you're cringing sometimes, saying, oh, my God. And especially the modern music. I mean, I couldn't do it at all these days. Thankfully for you, you probably think. Anyway, I'm going to finish today with a few tracks by The Shadows. Now, The Shadows were really big early 60s or so, and this is I think this is from, I'm not quite certain what LP this is from. I gotta play it because I recorded these a little while ago and I just put down the word Shadows thinking I know what I remember it, but I don't remember it. It could be their greatest hits one. Anyway, let's play a track and we'll find out. Here it comes now, The Shadows. That's about me. Yes, it is the greatest hits one. Apache.
Thank you.
love instrumental records these days in the top 20 or 30. In the past, well, the Shadows were one, but there were quite a few bands who were playing music. Shadows. That was Hank Marvin, Bruce Welch, Jet Harris and Tony Meehan. Tony Meehan was the drummer. Jet Harris was bass guitar. Show, it's about 4 minutes to go, and I just suddenly thought I haven't told you what tracks are you've heard on this LP. The greatest hits, that was Apache to start with, then Man of Mystery, then you've just heard The Stranger, And I think we're going to have enough time to play FBI, and we might even have a little bit of Midnight. But I want to thank you all for suffering my show, and I just hope you've enjoyed it a little bit. And there's not much more I can really say at the moment. I've got these two dogs in with me, and they're enjoying themselves. They're sound asleep. Wonderful. And so I shall press this button, and we shall have FBI. And again, as I say, really keep listening to Sid Valley Radio. It's proper community radio. And where's this button gone? This one here. Here it goes. It should be FBI any second now. It won't be long. Indeed, that's the end of the show. So I want to say once again, thank you very much for listening. Do keep listening to Sid Valley Radio. It's proper community radio. This is John Bart saying thanks again. Goodbye.